Blog Talk Radio.
Well, today is my day and birthday, so hope I have a good day. Unfortunately, for the last nearly 20 years, I had to talk about some of these dangerous African-American criminals and Latin criminals or white criminals ain't in my building. They had made up a story to the LAPD that they own my home and that I was legally married. The truth is they do not own my home, and I am not legally married. I never married anyone legally. If my name is on something that's worth marriage, that is fraud. That, you know, you can go to prison for making up stories to the LAPD or have any document of fraud. I would never marry anyone without knowing. But I have dealt with these dangerous strangers who came from Bowles or Haskell saying outside that they own my home and I was married. First of all, one of them is an African-American woman. I have no attraction to an African-American woman or any woman because I'm homosexual. I will never be with another woman in this lifetime. I am not straight, and I never was. That black woman who said that should go to prison, the Latin people, the white criminals should stay away. They think that my home is theirs, they can sell it. And that's the reason why I have been targeted by these people 20 years over this little condo that ain't theirs. And that's a shame that they're that poor and dangerous. That is the reason why I talk about these issues, because those type of people, those African-American criminals who came over here on Haskell Rose should belong in prison. They make me so much anger that they cannot stop coming over here. I have no attraction to them. They even made up stories that I was married to a transgender or transvestite. That is false. I have no attraction to a transgender person. I will never be with a transgender person in this lifetime. Said I was married. You know that makes me angry when they make up false allegations or trying to commit some real estate fraud or something. I ain't attracted to no criminals, black, white, or brown, I told you. But those African-American criminals belong in prison. I have so much hatred toward them for what they did to me the last 20 years. And those white criminals, too. They should not be looking at my home as some place that they can steal or take advantage. I am not making up these stories. I decided it's going to take some time to sell my home because I only own the home. I'm single currently. I'm the only one who owns my property as soon as possible, but it may take some time. Who knows? I might stay. I don't know. I can't live with an imposter or stranger making up stories or these allegations of trespassing into my home. I can't live with no racist conservative coming to my home, saying crazy things about being a priest. I just can't live around these crazy people and these criminals coming near my home. Again, I will never be with a woman or a transvestite in this lifetime. I have no attraction. It has nothing to do with bias. It has to do with I just not attracted to them. But I ain't going to let no criminal take advantage of me or to try and make up stories to the police about my property. I mean, if they that poor and that dangerous, which they are, well, I wonder why the police haven't done anything. I told the LAPD I can't keep calling the LAPD about some crazy person making up stories who I don't know. This is why I need to move. I need to find another place. I mean, this home is not worth that much. They are not going to get any money from my property legally because they don't own it. I don't know them. I'm not married to them. They need to stop these lies. Also, the conservative, person, I don't know why they come over here, religious zealots. They have a racist living here who keeps calling, who keeps saying they want segregation and all this stuff. You can't have racism in this building. This building, it's got criminals, convicts nearby coming over here. I don't want them near me. I keep away. I have to stay safe. L.A. is getting to be more dangerous. You see all these shootings in West Hollywood. I cannot believe they just went into a restaurant and robbed somebody. Crime happens all the time. But after COVID, it just seemed to get worse, even in my neighborhood. So I have to stay safe, and I don't want to deal with no delusional, crazy person who make up stories or say things that ain't true, because that is so incorrect to say they're going to sell my home if I try to sell. If I put my home up sale, they made up this story that they're going to kick me out. They cannot. I am the owner of the property, one owner. I wonder why this transvestite and these African-American and Latino criminals haven't been arrested. These white criminals haven't been arrested. I don't understand. And this building cannot be harboring any criminals or any racism in this building. I bring up racism because of this white man keep coming saying he's conservative and say he don't want no blacks in his condo. I don't want nobody looking in my home. I mean, I told the police several times. You know, real estate fraud could put these people in prison for several years. Racism could put this man who comes over here targeting me because of my race in prison. You know, I mean, he could be liable. I mean, these guys are some crazy people. He didn't even have one saying about being a priest. You know, I will never be no priest in this lifetime. I will never consider priesthood. I am not a Christian. This is California. I'm an artist. What is he talking about? But criminal intent or conspiracy against me for jealousy or it's not, or whatever ulterior is not appropriate, is illegal. They better not be making up stories to the LAPD. The LAPD can lock them up. I only have one name on the title. I am not married. If I do have a document or anything on computer with my name as Mary, that's fraud. They can go to prison. I don't like talking about these issues all the time, but I have to, because being a victim of crime by these African-Americans and other hoodlums is a profound thing that I have experienced. I am not making up any stories about this. I will never say anything that's not true. It's just an allegation. When I say allegation, it's been alleged and it's been said. You know, being an artist and being in the industry, while I am open to all people, I talk about this as a podcaster about how dangerous criminals, black and white and brown, can do to innocent people who they perceive as victims. And they see me as a victim, which they should not. Any kind of fraud or anything to put them in prison. The truth is, the law state that you can go to jail for theft. I already talked about that. The real estate department, you cannot tell a homeowner when to sell their home. I own my property. I even had these criminals saying that they worried about why I sleep all day and whatever, and I own my property. Insane. These criminals have mental illness. Yes, it is true there are a lot of mentally ill homeless on the street and mentally ill in my area who should be locked up in a mental hospital. I will say they're mentally ill to say things that ain't true or to say things that goes against the law persistently. I don't have no attraction to these people. Yes, I could get a restraining order, but what I do, I got so many restraining orders over the last 20 years that keep coming to my home of somebody who I have no attraction to, who I consider lower, or who I consider so gross and disgusting that they should have went to prison or a locked facility a long time ago. I mean, why would I marry a transvestite? While transvestites deserve to be respected, I have no attraction to them. I will never marry a transvestite. They need to stop the lies. That is a crime to make up stories. I have no attraction to any woman. Homophobia is illegal. I don't know why they keep saying it. I have never been with a woman romantically or sexually in this lifetime, and I never will. I'm a homosexual. Homosexuals can't marry women I can't marry a woman because I'm not attracted to them. Well, I do believe that women and men in general are equal, and I do hope one day there will be a woman president. I am not going to be with a woman in a marriage or companionship. I don't have no attraction. There's no sexual attraction. I am not going to be with no transvestite either. They need to stop the lies. If you lie to the police department, you're going to get in, they're going to get in a lot of serious trouble with the county and law. Well, I want to sell the place because I don't want to live with somebody, these people saying lies about me outside my home, or those allegations that I told you about of trespassing. That's against the law. If I own the home and I don't want nobody to look in, that's my right under law. It's definitely my right to sell my home when I want to. Because they're so desperate for a home, my home has been targeted for 20 years over my little bitty home, which ain't that much money and I'm poor. They also came up with this conspiracy about conservatorship. They need to forget about it because I'm too high functioning. They need to stop the criminal conspiracy because it's for low functioning people who can't take care of themselves. It's for people who live on the street, who refuse to get a shelter, who can't manage their bills or finances. It's for people who don't go to the doctor or something serious or someone locked in the facility. They need to stop with that. They already changed the law. They should have. After Britney Spears, they changed two laws. You can go to jail for committing fraud with that, and that's for someone very, very low functioning. So they need to stop with the victimization over this little condo because they're not going to get it. Legally, they can't get anything. They don't own this home. They never will. They never will live here because I don't know them, and I never want to. These African-American, Latin, white criminals are dangerous. They should have been, they should be in prison. But the craziness I'm going to bring up, you know, when someone says I'm a priest or, you know, that's fucking insane. This is California. This is near Hollywood. I'm ministering no priests. I consider that so diabolically deranged. I don't even know why they said it. He's a religious zealot coming from the South who thinks they're living in 1940. This man also said he believes in segregation. That's why you have to have it. You know, that's a racist person. He didn't want no black people in his home because he's Latin or white, whitish looking. He should not be targeting me because I'm black. You know, you can go to jail for this. Racial profiling and racism in housing is against the law. But that's crazy, all this craziness and these false allegations about my home ownership and all these lies have to be stopped. You know, it's really sad that I came across some of the most sickest and the most dangerous people on the planet. I mean, I lived on Vols and they followed me over there. I have no attraction to those people on there. I haven't lived on Vols in nearly 20 years. And they come in over here and think like they own me and saying crazy things like, oh, they heard me bragging about me buying a home in 2003, 2004. You know that's insane. And I don't know them. Don't you think they should be put in prison? This is why I need to sell my place. I told my real estate broker because I can't deal with this craziness. I need to be in another home or try to get these people locked up in prison. I will never let an imposter or stranger sell or own my home because they do not own it. They cannot commit fraud. I also, I had to protect myself from racism or any kind of conspiracy or some crazy that has been said about me in this area. These allegations are false. And you cannot be no racist in this society. And then saying crazy things about priesthood, you know, that really make my flesh crawl. So this is all over. So I also am going to contact the real estate fraud with the county because they can't get nothing. So if you own the home and you have some crazy person trying to say that they own your home when they don't, protect yourself, check with the county. If you are a victim of racism or targeting, homophobia, call the Fair Employment Housing. This is to the public. If you feel that you're dealing with a mentally unstable neighbor or a dangerous person keep coming to your home, consider selling it. Life is too short. However, because of how hard it is to buy a home for poor people, and I'm one of them, then consider calling the police and calling the county and the state, because racism should not be tolerated or is not allowed in any building, or homophobia. Also, real estate fraud. If you have criminals come to your condo, contact real estate fraud. I will be contacting real estate fraud Monday. But I cannot believe that they said stuff that wasn't true. And I don't even know these people. I never will. They are some of the sickest people I ever seen in my life. And I'm not married legally. There's no marriage license. I even have somebody making assessments about my mental health, which they're not supposed to. Because I do these podcasts, they were saying, oh, I may have schizophrenia or something. That is not right, because I don't. Everything I said is truthful. I would never make up a story like that. They got some really sick and dangerous people in my area. You cannot be assessing me. The county, the Section 2 mental health chief and the director said, the mental health experts, they do not go up to people and make assessments because of what I said. They have to go to them directly. If they're not involved directly, they don't get involved, even social workers. They cannot do anything illegal. They cannot violate the law, trespass, or do anything unless it's direct or some. And usually it's about some emergency. So, and when they make up these false defamation allegations about me and make assessments on me, they are nothing but criminals. They should not be working in mental health if they do that. It really was one of the worst experiences of my life to go through this, and I do not know these people. Mentally, there are a lot of mentally ill criminals in my area who live in homes, live in apartments, or live on the street. They should not be walking the streets. These people who I'm referring to should not be living here, and the ones who are making up stories about owning my home or think they have a right to sell it, they are crazy and dangerous because they don't have no right legally to stop me from selling my home. You know, all those allegations is really, you know, that is the option. The police told me to move, and I'm talking about selling it. I mean, if this African-American, this Mexican, this white woman, and this man keep making up these stories, they can go to jail. I mean, talk about marrying somebody who I would never be married to because they gross me out, or I'm not attracted to genetically. I don't have that. I don't have no attraction to a woman, and I never will. I'm not heterosexual. I never was. I'm not attracted to no transgender person either. I have no attraction. I never was. Never will. Same with being with women. But in general, it has nothing to do with bias. And it has nothing, I'm just not genetically or chemically attracted to people who I'm just not attracted to. But when they are a criminal and make up stories that I am, something is wrong. They should not be saying things that ain't true about me. I would never go up to somebody because I'm a law-abiding citizen. Being a law-abiding citizen is one thing, but in this world, you got some crazy, dangerous people in my area who don't understand boundaries or reality and make up stories. And if they think that I'm making up stories, they should not. Because I am not making up stories. They should not violate the law or violate boundaries making false assessments on my mental health. And when they're not an expert, even if they are an expert, it should not. It's against the law. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.